This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
For the past few weeks, the USDA has been listening to testimony at a hearing regarding the Federal Milk Marketing Order modernization. And here with an update from the National Milk Producers Federation is Chris Galen. So, Chris, what's the latest with this hearing in Indiana?
Well, the first round is wrapping up. So what we can say is that most of the proposals, there are close to 20, most of them have had some sort of a discussion, witness testimony, and so forth. The hearing process started back on August 23rd, Bill, and with a few exceptions, it has gone continuously until here today, Thursday, October 12th. But what's going to happen now is because of a number of issues, staffing and personnel, logistics in Indiana and so on, they're going to take a break. The hearing is not going to continue until after Thanksgiving. Now, for the most part, they've covered all the ground. They still have to discuss the idea of raising Class 1 differentials and what those levels should be. That's a key part of our overall package, is to reexamine the Class 1 price surface in all of the counties from California to Connecticut. And so that process is going to take a while. They're not going to get to it all here in October, so it'll be something that they have to pick up again then at the end of November.
So a lot of effort goes into modernizing the federal milk marketing order, and so does passing a new farm bill. Where are we at on that?
The Farm Bill right now, the ball is in the court of the U.S. Congress. They were supposed to have written a Farm Bill in both the House and the Senate and then work together to pass something that can be signed by the White House. But to no one's great surprise, there was a battle over the budget at the end of September. When last you and I spoke, Bill, it looked like there was going to be a government shutdown because there wasn't going to be enough support for any measure to either fund the government in the short term or to pass the appropriations bills for fiscal year 2024. Well, lo and behold, what happened since then, obviously, is that Republican leader Kevin McCarthy decided to pass through a bill that would fund the government in the short term for 6 weeks, and that proved controversial enough, at least within his own party, that it cost him his speakership. So as we're speaking today on Wednesday afternoon, Bill, the Republicans are still trying to figure out who is going to succeed Kevin McCarthy. There are a couple of candidates, and we'll see who ends up attaining the chair of the speakership. So all this drama and all the political infighting right now has meant that other things that need to get done, which includes the budget, we still have to deal with that, and then the Farm Bill, all that has been put on the back burner. So the good thing is most of the key safety net programs in the Farm Bill do not expire until the end of the year. Some things did expire on September 30th, the end of the fiscal year, but the dairy margin coverage program, a lot of the other things that affect commodities and their safety nets, those are good through the end of the calendar year. And as we get closer to that, right before the holidays, if it doesn't look like there's been enough progress made on the Farm Bill, then they're going to do an extension. And so the question at that point will be, is it a short-term extension, maybe a few months, or will they have to kick the can well into 2024, past next November's elections, and possibly into 2025? So we'll cross that bridge when we have to. Right now, we're just hoping that once the dust settles on this whole fight over the House speakership, that Congress can turn its attention to the Farm Bill.
As you said, there's a lot of distractions out there, and it really is quite challenging to get anything passed these days, it seems.
Well, and the irony is that farm policy and writing farm bills is one of the few things these days that is still basically bipartisan. There's been so much partisanship in the past decade, particularly in the House, but the glaring exception, or the shining exception, I guess, to that has been the Farm Bill. And we're hoping that that will still be the case, but before you can even get to the writing and the passage of the Farm Bill, they still have to deal with some of these other political considerations, including who should lead the House of Representatives. So hopefully that gets wrapped up soon.
We talk about, you know, we need a new farm bill, but we need this every 5 years. So we do have a template in place as we have an existing farm bill. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's worth pointing out, this is going to be evolutionary, not revolutionary. There's not really any significant new pots of money that they can use to enhance anything in the Farm Bill. Most of the money goes for feeding programs, of course, and then about a third of it goes for things specific to production agriculture. But there's not a lot of money that's going to be added to that. So if anything, it's kind of a status quo approach to the current Farm Bill. We're hoping that there'll be some additional things that are possible with the dairy safety net, but we're not going to hold our breath.
Thank you for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Member Services and Governance for the National Milk Producers Federation. Learn more at nmpf.org.